The Mooney Show on RTE Radio 1.
It's Saturday. It's The Mooney Show. Time to play Mooney's Saturday Night Quiz.
It's my favourite part of the week. It's the time when we test your knowledge on the national airwaves. Don't let that put you off. Let's say hello to player number one, Mary Teresa Barry. Hello, Mary Teresa Barry. How are you?
Hi, Derek. How are you? I'm good, thanks.
Well, nice to talk to you. Where are you calling from?
Listowel in County Kerry.
And how is it down there these days?
Not too bad, thanks.
Are you up to anything special at the moment?
No, just making a cup of tea.
Oh, now is it Barry's tea or Lion's tea?
Lions.
No, they won't like you in that part of the world for saying lions, do you?
Barry's got too strong. I had to change the brand.
I'm sure there's different blends. Tell me, did you ever collect the minstrels?
No.
We used to collect them at home. Do you remember you collect the minstrels on the boxes of lions tea and then you'd send them off and you might win a car?
Yeah.
No, you never did it.
I can't recall that.
Well, did you ever collect anything and send it off in the hope you might win something?
Oh, I did. I'm sending the winning streak tickets off all the time.
Oh, were you ever in or on winning streak?
No.
Where has it all gone wrong?
I'm sending the stubs as well for the New York drive.
Oh,
I send those away as well every week nearly.
I went on that a couple of times. It's a fantastic trip.
I'd say.
You stay in a really fancy hotel.
Oh, it'd be beautiful.
And you get fancy meals.
My dream. A good massage would do you good.
It would. Now, let me tell you what you're playing for this evening, all right?
Yeah.
At this week's prize, to coincide with their Say Hello to More spring campaign, is with Tourism Northern Ireland to offer one lucky listener the chance to win a fabulous two-night break. It includes breakfast for two people and dinner on one evening at New Forge House, and that's a five-star country guest house in Armagh. And Armagh's not that far away. It's only up the road, in fact. And
I've never been there, though.
Oh, very nice. And you get a great deal on tiles if you're looking for tiles for the bathroom. You know, if you haggle, you'll get a good deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, the fantastic prize also includes a tour of Hillsborough Castle and Gardens, which is located nearby. So does that sound like something you'd like to win?
It's lovely because I love Muckross in Killarney. I go there sometimes.
Oh, then you would enjoy that.
I love the gardens. I love travelling and I love something like that now. It would be brilliant.
Well, listen, I can't rig it for you, but let's hope the questions, as Larry Gogan would say, suit you. So
thanks.
Anna Leddy, the boss, is in. She's the scrutineer today. So say hello to Anna, if you would, please, Mary Teresa.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Mary Teresa. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So you have 60 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions correctly as you possibly can. If you don't know the answer, say pass very fast. And then we move on to the next one. Are you ready?
I am, yeah.
60 seconds. Kira, starting from now. Who uses the code name 007?
James Bond.
In which country would you find the original Legoland?
Paris.
Audio question. Name this George Michael hit. Any idea?
Pass.
In Cinderella, what vegetable did the fairy godmother turn into a coach?
Pass.
What are animals who feed mainly on grasses, shrubs and heathers called?
Goats.
Name the vehicle registration for Kilkenny. The vehicle registration for
KK.
Kilkenny. KK. Name this Leonard Cohen's song.
They sentenced me to 20 years of boredom.
Pass.
In which county is the Giant's Causeway?
Giant Causeway.
What is the chemical symbol for hydrogen? Any idea? Take a guess.
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay, well, hang on there now, Mary Teresa. Don't hang up. You didn't do too badly at all. You'd be amazed. The pressure gets to people when they're against the clock and
yeah.
They're on the national airwaves answering questions.
I know.
Quick fire. So hang on there. Don't hang up. Let's move on to player number two. And player number two this evening is Seamus Kelly, is it? Hello, Seamus.
Hello, Derek. How are you?
How are you getting on, Seamus? Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Leixlip in County Kildare.
Is that where you live?
That's where I live, yes.
And what do you do there, can I ask?
I'm retired, but I'm writing a book at the moment on a broadcaster called Moral Aberty, who used to work in your parish there.
Yeah, I remember the name, all right. Why are you writing a book?
Coro, remember?
Yeah, why are you writing a book about...
Because she's from my home village of Rathangan, and I have a particular interest in her life and work.
Oh, I see. And what's going to be in there?
She's such a versatile writer. She was the Talca Row, and she was a broadcaster, and she also wrote four novels and several plays.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, listen, the best of luck. When are you going to bring it out? Is it kind of, and I don't mean this in a negative way, is it Vanity Publishing, or do you have a publishing house?
It's probably my own self-publishing, and it's due out for Christmas 2017.
Well, what? 2017?
Yes.
And what are you going to call it?
The Moral Laverty Story from...
Why not? in County Kildare. By Seamus Kelly. Well, listen, are you good at quizzes?
I like the odd pub quiz, and see how it goes from there.
Well, let's see how you get on. Have you anybody there to help you, or are you alone now?
I'm alone, really.
Well, look, I wish you the very best of luck indeed. 60 seconds on the clock, starting from now. What numeric term describes perfect eyesight and a form of cricket?
20/20 vision.
What is the name of Postman Pat's pet cat?
Pat.
Name this George Michael hit.
Pass, then.
Any idea?
Pass, yeah.
Pass. In which city is the film Trainspotting set? Say pass if you don't know.
Edinburgh, Scotland. Edinburgh.
Okay. Which breed of dog has breeds called Irish, Welsh and Scottish?
Terrier.
In a game of chess, what is the only piece able to jump over another piece?
A knight.
Name this Leonard Cohen song.
Pass on the...
In which county is Vinegar Hill?
Wexford.
In Wexford. Well done, you got that one right. So we'll ask you now, Seamus, you to hang on and not to hang up. We'll come back to you very shortly and let you know how you did. You're all doing very well. I think it's very close. Player number three is John Richardson. Hello, John.
Hey there.
How are you getting on? A familiar name, so I know you. Am I allowed to put my hands in the air and say that?
Go for it.
Well, I know John originally from Donnybrook. So what do you do with yourself now?
I'm not in at the moment. I'm out with a bad back at the moment, Derek.
What happened to you?
I slipped a disc. Well, they call it a slipped disc, but it's not. It's a disc protruding from your back, which can do serious damage, you know. So I had a major operation on it, so you're out of action for 6 months.
Oh, dear. Is it very painful, or is the pain gone?
It was painful. It was excruciating, Derek, for the first, like, before I got seen on the waiting list, you know, on the waiting list. So, but the minute the surgeon seen it on the Friday in Vincent's, he had me on the table Monday morning at 9 o'clock, which was great. But if the waiting was a killer, you couldn't do anything, you know.
And a happy release from it now, from the pain at least.
Absolutely.
And the stress of it too.
Yeah, it was just the pain of it. I mean, there's no painkiller out there that does anything, you know. You're taking tap boxes every day, so.
Oh,
but it's
dear.
All done with now, so thank God.
Now, it says you're a big chess fan, so you would have been able to answer that last question about...
Oh, yeah, I was hoping you'd get it right tonight. I'm just glad he didn't say horse.
Well,
you had a set horse.
If he had a set horse, we might have to give it to him.
You would have to.
Well, there would be a Stuart's inquiry about his answer. Whoa.
Yeah, I love chess. That was one thing that wasn't in Donnybrook years ago, a chess club there. They had everything, but not a chess club.
Not a chess club, no. And
not even a youth club.
The interesting thing, when you go to places like Barcelona and Spain and other cities like that around there, they have these giant chess games outdoors with massive pieces that people are standing around and playing, and they always look fantastic. And it seems like such a simple thing to do, just mark out the street and put out these pieces for people to play on. It sounds like a lovely idea.
Huh? They do have in Temple Bar and the odd festival occasion.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Temple Bar.
Oh, you learn something new every day. All right, look, we're against the clock, so you have 60 seconds. I wish you the very best of luck indeed, and your 60 seconds starts now. According to the old proverb, all roads lead to which capital city?
Don't know there.
By what name is singer Paul Hewson better known?
Bono.
Name this George Michael hit.
Faith.
The sport of exploring caves is called potholing. True or false?
False.
To what are sailors referring to when they speak of Davy Jones' locker?
Oh, yeah.
Which children's television show featured the characters of George, Zippy and Bungle?
Rainbow.
Name this Leonard Cohen song.
Come over to the window.
And what is the largest reptile?
A dragon, called a dragon.
Who had a hit with the single Crocodile Rock in 1972?
Elton John.
What gas do all fuels need in order to burn?
Oil.
Who played Basil Fawlty in Fawlty Towers?
John Cleese.
John Cleese, we didn't do too badly. So if you just hang on, We'll let you know how you all did. So I'm looking at Anna Letty. Do we have a winner? Anna, could you run through the correct and the not so correct, or could you just want to give me the scores? Which is it going to be?
Well, Mary Teresa, what we needed to know is Legoland is in Denmark. Careless Whisper was the George Michael song. Cinderella's fairy godmother turned the vegetable pumpkin into a coach. And the Leonard Cohen song was First We Take Manhattan and the Giant's Causeway is in County Antrim. Seamus Kelly got 5 right. What he got wrong was Postman Pat's pet cat is Jess. George Michael's hit was Freedom. And the Leonard Cohen song was Dance Me to the End of Love. John Richardson.
Hey, who was going to know that? Who was going to know any of those Leonard Cohen songs?
Well, I would for a start.
You would.
I didn't set the
name
quiz.
6 other people in the country who could have told me that.
Leonard is very, very
brutal.
Popular. Very popular.
Brutal.
John Richardson, according to the old proverb, all roads lead to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Potholing is indeed the exploration of caves. The Davy Jones Locker is actually the bottom of the deep blue sea.
That was a tricky one.
Leonard Cohen's song is So Long Marianne. And the largest reptile, as I'm sure you know from your Mooney Goes
Wild, is the
wild.
Crocodile. Never
the
smile at a crocodile.
Water crocodile, to be absolutely exact. Anyway, what that leaves us with is a tiebreaker between John and Seamus.
I mean a tiebreaker?
A tiebreaker.
A tiebreaker.
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 All right, so John, are you still there?
I am there.
You're still in with a shout, despite the dodgy back. And Seamus, are you still there?
I am indeed.
Good man, Seamus. Now, let me explain how this is going to work for the tiebreaker. So, I will read out the question, and the first person to shout out their name gets to answer the question. If you get it wrong, I pass it on to the next person. And we keep going until we get a correct answer. All right, so the first person to shout out their name. All right, so here comes your question. Silken Thomas was a famous character from Irish history. What was his... Seamus, okay?
Silken Thomas, he was killed for treason. He was executed for treason.
Well, he probably was, but that wasn't the question.
Okay.
So you have to be careful when you jump in. I hadn't finished reading the question. So, John, I can give you the full question. Are you ready?
Don't think it'll help, but go ahead.
Well, listen, take a guess is what I would say. Silken Thomas was a famous character from Irish history. What was his surname?
Morphy.
You're not going to believe this. Wrong. So we move on. The same rules apply. We have another question. Are you ready, Seamus?
Yes, indeed.
And John, so you know, yeah, to be careful, jump in if you really do think you know what I'm going to ask. But if you have any doubts at all, I would hold off. So here comes your question. Which Irish battle took place in 1601?
John.
Seamus.
I heard John first. John?
Go for the Battle of Boyne.
I'm afraid it wasn't the Battle of the Boyne, Seamus.
The Battle of Kinsale.
Yay! Well done, Seamus. Thank you very much, all of you, for playing. I really appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be in touch, Seamus, about the prize, okay?
Thank you very much.
Bye. They were great players.
Follow us on Twitter at RTE Mooney.